Now, back to high school football on Good Times and Great Oldies. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
And we welcome you back from Vic Caboo Warrior Field. Matt Horman, Ed Sarluca, Brad Briarscano, and Lauren Bajica, the crew today of the Shore Sports Network. The big boss, Kevin Williams, with the day off. We've been happy to incorporate this guy into the mix a little bit today, this season as well. And we're going to incorporate him right now today as part of our halftime feature with Wall and Manasquan tied at 7. Let's go down to the field and join Ed Sarluca with former Wall head coach Chris Barnes.
And I am with the ex-head man of the Knights of Wall, who are playing a pretty good game today, and that would be Chris Barnes.
Yeah, I tell you what, the balance they're showing today, Ed, is excellent. They're well prepared. Nick and the staff have a great game plan put together. You know, you can see they're working some checks and packages based on some covers and front reads, and they're doing a great job. Very well played game, evenly matched at this point. You know, one impressive thing was they answered the call after Manasquan had answered the call. I think that was a key stop for them. After Manasquan had scored and they went 3-and-out, they stopped them on that series. That was a key stop.
Yeah, I mentioned to Coach as he was leaving the field, he gave us a couple minutes. I said an interesting play-calling style that he implements there, where they wait till the last possible second. I don't know if you're watching the sidelines. I'm sure you have, but Bobby Grace, the assistant coach, has got a stopwatch right behind Coach Gregorio. And as soon as that referee sets the ball, he starts the watch, so he lets him know how much time. Very interesting scheme.
Yeah, with that no-huddle system, you know, you can lose track of it. I mean, it's really to gain your advantage of getting pre-snap reads and maybe calling a play without having breaking out of a huddle. And I think that's something they implemented maybe along as the season went along, and it's got to be helpful. Because I know sometime in a game, you can definitely lose sight of where you are.
Yeah, Gifford is getting the calls, and then he checks his wristband, and then he makes some late calls on the line of scrimmage. So far, it's only cost them one delay a game, but, you know, and it also shortens the game because they're controlling the ball, keeping it out of Manasquan's hands.
Without a doubt, and I think as much as that offensive system might press the up-tempo to gain more plays in the game, I think right now Coach is doing a great job of really controlling the tempo, controlling the clock, time of possession, and obviously I think what's going to come down to is field position.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that they don't have the lead because I think they deserve to have the lead in this first half. But, yeah, Manasquan's a tough football team. I think the lingering effects of that loss, tough loss last week in the first round of the playoffs, a game which they led 14-0 and then lost it 21-14, maybe carried over a little bit on the short turnaround week.
Without a doubt. You're probably seeing some signs of that now. But one thing they always do, and Jay's been in this program for many years and their staff, they do a great job in second half with adjustments. And we've seen that happen, I know, over the years in this game that we played and making those adjustments. So it's going to be interesting. It's been a chess match the whole game. And I think, again, it's going to come down to field position and maybe turnovers.
Let's talk about the adjustment that you have had to make, okay? From being on that in the hot seat on the sidelines and on the practice field day by day and in the film room to sit back, watch what's happening. Tell us about what you've been doing.
I think this is the first Thanksgiving in high school football in 23 years. I haven't been coaching a game or not involved in a game. It's definitely different. I got up at about 5:30 this morning and wondering what I should be doing other than getting the turkey ready and peeling potatoes. But it's really great. It's to be with my family and my brother and sister-in-law are down from New Hampshire. They've been down the last 3 years for this game. You know, it's a different perspective, but I am enjoying it. But the one thing I do miss, and you do in coaching, you miss the excitement of a great rivalry like this between the two communities. You know, I went out last night for the first time to the parade downtown Manasquan. Had never been there before. Quite frankly, I don't know if I was ever invited before. And I was there, and it was a great experience, really, to see the community interact. My two daughters were very involved with their classes on floats. You know, I had my little daughter there, and to see that community come together really in what was really a very difficult time recently. With Sandy and the storm and so many people going through a difficult time. I think the community needed it last night. You can see it, but definitely a different angle. But I enjoyed it.
It doesn't make any difference. Wall's got two wins. Manasquan's 4-5, looking for a winning season. The crowd's always the same. Over 5,000 people here. They're rimming the sidelines, 5, 6, 7 deep. Doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't, you know, and I've been fortunate, and I'll say it, you know, time and time again, and I always told the players that when they went into this game, you know, I'll force you to be a part of this. This is it. For some reason, when they went to this in 2000, it just seemed right for both communities. So many have gone to Wall High School, and their parents went to Manasquan before Wall High School was built. There's such a tie between both communities. It's such a natural rivalry. You know, it's probably, to me, one of the best in the Shore Conference, if not one of the best in the state. Throw the records out. You knew that coming in. I think the Wall staff was a little worried about their loss to Lawrence, as is Manasquan, their loss. But I told them they're going to play. You know, and we never had a moment where the kids didn't play and weren't ready to play here. It's their final game for many of the seniors, and so far it's just been an entertaining game.
I can't let you go without asking your perspective on some of the games that occurred last week in the first round of the playoffs. I think it backed up our philosophy that we've been saying for the last few weeks about the watered-down system of the playoffs. You know, the Shore lost 16 games last week. They won 11. A couple of them were head-to-head. Obviously, you had to have a winner and a loser. But 16 losses, you know, in an under 500 record with out-of-area teams, that just doesn't happen. However, other than maybe Rumson, the power teams are still alive.
Yeah, and it always holds true. You know that, Coach, all over the years. I mean, you know, there's so many great coaching staffs that do a great job. But ultimately, the better player is going to win out and the better team. And the better team with more depth and skill position players and team speed, that always ends up winning out in the long run. You know, it was a system, I think, and I know you've written about it. It was meant to maybe give more people some opportunity, but I kind of like the system the way it was. I think we had it down right with four groupings in the public school, and we added a number of years ago the eight teams, which you very rarely saw a team at 500. You usually saw teams 500 or better, and I really like the system the way it was. But, you know, the better teams will always win out.
And that's exactly what happened, other than, like I said, a top 10 team like Rumson, who struggled last week and got upset. But, you know, of all the teams, it looked like Manalapan may have their front foot in the door of a possible and their first one ever state championship in that newly designed Central Jersey Group 5. What that new grouping has made is it has moved Sayreville down to Group 4 and allowed Manasquan to move up to Group 5 and open the door for them.
Yeah, I think some of the schools who are in that position, knowing they're going to be in it, you know, and like them in Alpha and Sayreville situation, they breathe a little bit easier, you know. I remember one year, and we've talked about Middletown South and us, they moved out of our section one year, you know, and we were breathing a little bit easier, although we lost in the semifinal to Ocean. So you can never tell. You never know. But I think that helps Manalapan. Coach has done a great job there in the last few years. They deserve one. You know, they've been so close. They deserve one. Hopefully they'll get it this year.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we see them up there. You know, the other team that, you know, is one of the favorites, actually it's a double team with Shore and Point Pleasant Beach. I think one of them is going to make it to the finals. Hopefully we have both of them in the finals. But they've got to be the second favorite to win a state job.
Without a doubt. I mean, seeing them last week, I'd tell you, like we said, for a Group 1 school, their personnel is pretty impressive. And a few folks were asking me, what's Coach Ron? I said, he's a Delaware Wing T, which we talk about. We don't see very often. But they're so disciplined, and they run it so well, and they execute so well. And their speed, their team speed was impressive. And they're well-balanced. You know, so many hands touching the ball. They're very, very productive with it. And, again, something I don't think that's talked about enough, they're a very good defensive football team. They're a very good defensive football team.
Yeah, they've held Shore to 75 yards in the first half, and Shore is a good offensive team. They're averaging 37 points a game, giving up only 10. The stats are very similar. Beach is averaging over 40, 44 a game and giving up 10. So it's a pretty even game statistically, but they're doing the job today. Penalties have hurt the Beach. They still lead it at half.
Whatever the outcome today, I think we all know that would be a fun game to see in the final. That would really be fun because, you know what, as much as Beach maybe has a slight edge, Shore Regional, you never know. You never know in the final.
You know, you've mentioned them already in our conversation, but Middletown South just has that playoff mentality, don't they? I mean, they breezed last week, romping over a two-seed West Windsor South. And, you know, got a little tougher now from the semis on. But, you know, there's another team that's struggling a little today. They only lead it 7-6 over Middletown North at halftime. But
rivalry.
You could depend on that.
Yeah, that's a rivalry game. I mean, I know it's – it means a lot. I grew up with that one in town, and it's like this one was and or is. And, you know, the Mid-North kids are going to play it tough. You know, now it's now you got to see what happens the second half, though. You know, and that's the key. Can they keep that momentum, that good feeling, that enthusiasm, and carry it through for four quarters? Because, I mean, I don't know. Do they really match up? That's what you're going to find out second half.
Yeah, North has struggled a little bit. Of course, that's where you went to high school, right?
Oh, yeah. The Mighty Lion. Mighty Lion. I bleed orange. I'm not a Middletown South Eagle, no.
And you had to continue it with orange, right, at Surrey?
That's right. You're darn right. And they had a big win last week, too, to beat Missouri. They're bowl eligible.
Bowl eligible with those six wins, right?
Yeah. Who knows, right? That wouldn't have happened years ago, Coach. No.
I think of all the NCAA schools, Division I schools, I think there's 100 and something. I think about 100 and something make the bowls somewhere along the line.
It's amazing now. I can remember when I was at Syracuse, I think we had 16 bowl games, 32 teams got in. I think it's twice that now. I think it's 64 or more. It's amazing. But, you know, good win for their program and Doug Marrone, I tell you that. I mean, he's doing a great job. It's going to take time. It was in a bad place. And he's you know, this will be 2 out of 3 years to a bowl game.
Still send those $50 donations up, right?
Not. I've been late. I'm a little behind. Doug got on me not too long ago.
Well, Chris, sit back, enjoy the second half. I know deep down inside you're rooting for the Knights, that's for sure.
Oh, I got red on under here. I had a few questions asked out of Main Street. Who are you rooting for? I said, come on, are you kidding me? I got to root for them. They're doing a great job. I hope they get it done. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Matt says the same to you, and enjoy today with the family. Chris Barnes, the
it's like a color former test you guys just went through. We're talking Manasquan blue, Syracuse orange, Middletown orange, North orange.
Exactly.
Now we got red shirts on. What's going on down there?
You know, if I had one interview to do of all the people here, Matt, and there's over 5,000 of them, that's for sure, maybe 6,000 or 7,000. The one guy that knows what he's talking about with football and X's and O's is Chris Barnes, that's for sure. And we're glad that we set that up for our halftime interview. And, you know, he's got a special place in his heart for the Knights. Still as a guidance counselor in the school. Of course, he sees these kids all the time. Great guy.
Yeah, great guy. It's been a pleasure to have him be a part of the Source Sports Network, doing a couple of games with the Thurin course of this past season. Maybe we'll use him somewhere down the road before the end of the year as well, depending on how things shake out and what games we cover and what the setup is. We are at the half right now with Manasquan and Wall tied up at 7 apiece. We'll step out, take a 3-minute timeout. Our thanks again to former Wall head coach Chris Barnes for giving us some time at the half. We're all square at 7 apiece. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We're back in 3 minutes on the Shore Sports Network.